knock down a slab or two before they can jump over.
Okay. If you've got a lot of relatives coming to spend the night with you, and you don't have enough beds in the house, and you have to put something down on the floor to make a bed for them, what do you call that?
Pallet.
A pallet, okay. Around a river valley, there's some low ground. And what do you call this?
Flat in the bottom, you know where the water stands.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. There are all different kinds of roads, and we've seen a whole lot of different kinds of roads when we've been driving around Dooley County. And would you tell me some kinds of roads depending on what they're made of?
Roads.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me roads and flowers.
No, roads like
old
your driveway.
Road.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, just like this is a straight road. Tell me if they want to make an out road, they just cut across and drive through that place till it gets smooth and level and get the trash picked up, and you have a road to cut off some of the long distance with.
Okay. If the road is made out of gravel, what would you call that?
Well, it just because then bees in these flat places and they have to put gravel there and put the tall dirt to put on there till they get it sound, make it a solid foundation to travel on if you don't get bogged down.
Okay. What do you call a paved road that has a light colored surface?
Well, let the city dig down and clean out that road and get all the roots and snails you can get out, throw them outside, and then take the bulldozer, you know, and throw that dirt up there, and then plow it and drag it down level. And when they got it set, then they pull that cement and then gravel and put that cement on top, you know, and when it dries, see, it's hard and solid.
Yeah, okay. If they do the same thing, but instead of putting cement, they put something that's black.
That's tall.
That's tall, okay.
You see that make them gravel stick, you know.
Okay. Sometimes in town, there's a strip of grass between a street and a sidewalk. What do you call that?
But they just left a space there where it couldn't meet it, you know, with the bulldozer and with the rocks, which couldn't get to have a little space while he was trying to keep it pulled out, you know. They can't cut it, so they just have to pull it out with the hands as it grow up.
Oh, okay. When you're going along in level country and you've got a graded road and there's a ditch by the side of it, what do you call that ditch?
Ready for that to keep the water drained out from this center of the road.
Well, do you have a name for that?
We call it a gully.
Okay. Sometimes there's a dog that might hang around your house, and he's a worthless dog. And he doesn't do any work, but he eats everything that you'll give him. What do you call him?
Well, just traveling around, and parents say the boss man or the boss lady don't feed him, and you know if you get hungry, you're going to somebody's house for something to eat, ain't you?
That's right. Well, do you have a name for him?
Well, he just perished and needs some food.
Okay, you don't call him something like a sorry dog? Or?
No, I don't call him sorry, because if a dog barks around the house, he's worth his food.
Okay. Sometimes when you're feeding horses, and not just only when you're feeding them, horses will make a real soft sort of sound. What do you call that?
Soft
sound that a horse might make.
Oh, they most eat when you go into the trough. They see you coming with the feed. They're going to blow you because that's small and go something in the way of asking.
Okay, what do you call that sound? Do you have a name for that?
Whimpering.
Okay. There's a piece of chicken, and children love to eat this piece of chicken because it has a bone in it that's shaped like that. Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
That's a drumstick.
Well,
and this other part up here, you see, that's the sharp part of the thigh, but you see that leg part you join on, just like your leg here, where you know your thigh is just the big part.
Well, there's another piece that they like to eat, and they like to take it, and they might break it apart.
Well, that's the wing, you know. Up to the shoulder, joint to the shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, you can cut to that and it'll come on the joint. You can hit the joint, you know, while it's joined together. That's the wing, you know.
Yeah. Well, sometimes when they will break this apart, it's supposed to bring them good luck.